like it, and I've never seen one since. But it was made out of metal, I'd say zinc, and it was big and round at the front, and it went back like a horn, you know, a funnel at the back. And right in the center of that thing was a little chef, a little tray of a thing that sat across there. We call it a chef. And then, but they burnt coal, and they'd have it in a grate, coal grate. And on cold nights, well, she'd bake biscuit, and she'd set that baker in front of that coal grate. And she'd bring those biscuit in on this black baker and set them on that shelf, and they'd bake in front of the fire. And I can taste them biscuit till today.
Oh, good.
They was just wonderful. And I've never seen one since, but I've seen that.
I'd like to have some of them now. The best biscuits ever. Yeah, good.
Okay. What do you call things where you plant your flowers? Outside, you have them in what? What do you call those?
Just flower pots. Some people have one in boxes and put them across the windows.
What about if you wanted to keep some in the house just for looks? What would you say you kept them in?
Well, I think I'm in just what I've got that in, a glass bowl. Those are snuff bottles yonder.
That
I've got
them
in.
Mm-hmm. Those things
hanging. Yeah, that's just old-fashioned nut bottles.
And my father's.
Mm-hmm. He left nothing. He always gave me his bottles.
Save
the bottle for me.
Follow me.
I know what
you're saying.
Now that's you now.
Oh, yeah, if they save the quartz, we can make salt and pepper shakers out of it.
Is that right?
A lot of people put decals on them and trim them up real good. It's the best thing in the world, a root of little plant in, because it's dark glass.
What about something that's might keep plants in, maybe cut flowers that's, you know, ornamental and pretty, and people might...
A vase. A lot of people call them a vase, but I say vase. That's right.
What about some of the utensils that you use for a meal when you set your table?
You mean to cook in or that I put on the table?
To eat.
That I eat with?
Right.
Well, I have my knives and forks and spoons and vegetable dishes, plates, and casserole dishes are what I have now. I never had any much casserole, so just in the last few years I've got a lot of corningware. And
so if you had a big roast, do you have one of those great big sharp
No, I don't have that. That's what they call a carving set. I mean, yeah, I've got the knife and fork, but I don't have that thing that holds the roast that cuts it. That's a board, carving board.
Yes. Talking about eating after you get through with a meal. What do you say you have to do?
Get up and wash the dishes, clean the table, clear the table, and I always clear my table first and stack my dishes up, get them ready to move. And then I wash the dishes last. When I clear them out, getting out the leaves, scraps and things like that, well then I wash dishes.
Right. This one thing I don't think I'll ever get used to.
I don't mind washing dishes. I've had several times that have dishwashers. My son has wanted to buy me a dishwasher. But I've never had that many in the family. We just had the one son. And he can't stand to wash dishes, but he always wanted to buy me a dishwasher. But when we built this house, I didn't have enough space to put a dishwasher, and I'd have to cut out part of my cabinets to do it. So there's not but just me and him. And